Hey, good morning, everybody. Good to see you this morning. I'm Tim, one of the pastors here, and I love being able to gather together like this. I look forward to it and pray for it. I was praying through the night for our gathering here today, praying that God's Spirit would be amongst us and that Satan would be kept at bay so that we could listen and hear what God wants to say to us today. I want to tell you about a pretty incredible rescue story. Several years ago, a woman was on a sightseeing trip in Iceland, and the bus tour was going through an area, Eldja, a volcanic region in southern Iceland. When it stopped to look around, after a while, the woman took a bit of a break, went back and kind of, you know, freshened up, changed her clothes, whatever, came back to the terrifying news that one of the tourists had gone missing. In a very dangerous area, everyone was concerned for this missing person. The bus driver called in a Coast Guard helicopter, but it was delayed due to foggy conditions, so the tour group was asked to help. Description of the tourist was given. People started to look. The woman joined in with the rest of them, worried and scared about what might have happened to this victim. After hours of searching, though, it finally dawned on the woman that she was the tourist they were looking for. She was the one. She didn't recognize the description because she had changed her clothes. And the people didn't recognize her because she had changed her clothes. So everybody looked till 3 in the morning when she finally went, I think I'm the one we're looking for. She had literally been searching for herself. That must have been an awkward for her for the rest of the tour, I'm thinking. I don't know if you've ever been rescued or if you've ever rescued anybody. But today in our True and Better Sisters, we're looking at a great rescue story. It's the story of the well-known woman, Hadassah. You all know who Hadassah is? No? All right. Well, maybe you recognize her by her other name, Esther. And to tell the story, though, I'm going to need a few volunteers. So here's what I need. I need some adults who are willing to come up here. And you don't have to say anything. You just have to come up here and let me, just bring you to the forefront. So I need, first of all, I need someone to play King Xerxes. Someone powerful and strong, likes authority. Who's that? Who's right back over there? Okay, yeah, come on up. Yeah, here you go. Perfect. You coming up? No, not coming up. Okay, I need someone. Just quick volunteer. Yeah, okay, good. You're perfect. Come on up here. Okay, now I also need a hero. A good guy. I need a Mordecai. I need someone to come up be the hero. Come on. Who's going to be my hero? You know, wear this here fancy crown. I dub the King Herod. Oh, and you also need this, actually. Apologize. This is what the children's ministry gave me, but that's your staff. Okay, so have you stand right over here. Excellent. Okay, who's my Mordecai? I got a Mordecai somewhere. Make this quicker. Don't take too long. Jim? Yeah, okay, Jim's up here. Perfect. Jim, this isn't going to fit you, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to drape it over your shoulders here, I think. Let's just go, oh, yeah, nice. Oh, yeah, there's a good hero. Okay, have you stand? Okay, I need Esther. I need, yeah, you got Esther? We need someone super beautiful, so come on. Yeah, here you go. Okay, yeah, come on, let's go. Oh, we got an Esther coming. We got a young, no, I got a, okay, beautiful young Esther. Younger than we thought, but Esther it is. Okay, let's get this tear on you. Perfect. Okay, and then I need a bad guy. I need a Haman. Who's a Haman? I need a Haman. Someone come up here. Quickly, let's make this. We can stand here all day. This is going to take too long. Oh, we got a big bad Haman. Okay, here you go. You put those on? Oh, that looks. Are you okay if people boo and hiss you when you come up? Is that all right? Because you're like the bad guy, the villain. Oh, here we go. Stand over here. Okay, so here's our four characters. It's perfect. Okay, so I'm going to tell you the story here. It starts with a party. The story starts with a party of King Xerxes. Now, King Xerxes, very rich. I'm going to step forward here. Very rich, very powerful, and he threw a party for 6 months. Okay, food, drink, it was crazy, it was awesome, and all the important people came, but then King wanted his wife, Vashti, to come. Oh, I need a Vashti, that's right. Can somebody, Teresa, maybe you can be Vashti, because I need someone super beautiful. And I got, no, you don't have to come up here, but I have a line, lines written out for you, so when the time comes, I'll just have you to read the lines, so if you could just, okay, no, stand up right now. So the king wanted you to come out and dance. Now, she was so beautiful, as you can tell, so very, very beautiful, but this dance was not a PG dance, okay? This would not have been family friendly, and so the king told her to come and dance, and then she said,
no,
Excellent. You read your line perfectly, so that's perfect. All right. Okay, so the king got really upset, right? And so, and all his friends said to him, if you let the queen say no to you, then all the wives are going to say no to their husbands. We can't have wives standing up to their husbands. Can you imagine a world where women had could stood up to their husbands? So he kicked her out. So she's done. Okay, thank you very much. Well done, King. Okay, now the next characters that we have, so then the king has this beauty pageant because he's got to get a new queen. So he has the beauty pageant and he finds it. So there's two other people, and Mordecai can step forward here, and Esther. Now, Esther was Mordecai's cousin, but Mordecai was older than Esther. Nicely done, nicely done. So he adopted her as his own daughter and raised her as a daughter. And they were both Jews. Mordecai was a very upstanding, righteous man, okay? And Esther was so beautiful that she won the pageant and became the new queen, okay? Very excellent. Now, Mordecai, let you know a little bit how awesome Mordecai was. He heard about this two guards were at the gate. They were going to plan to kill King Xerxes. But their names were Bigthana and Teresh. And Mordecai found out about this plot, and he told Esther, and Esther told the king, and the king put them in jail, and the king was saved. Well done. So that's just Esther and Mordecai. They are good people, okay? Now we have our villain. Haman. So Haman, come on, Haman. Yeah, don't let them boo again. Just say, you don't care. I don't care about you people. Yeah, that's right. Is you're Haman. Haman. That's what you are, right? You're a top of your, and Haman is like, he's been exalted to second in the kingdom. He's super powerful. And everybody, when they came by him, they bow down to him and they worship Haman like this. And he liked that. You like that, right? Yeah, that's right, okay. But guess what? One person wouldn't bow, and that was Mordecai. And Haman wanted Mordecai to bow, but Mordecai wouldn't bow to Haman. And this made Haman furious. Thank you so much. You can step back. This made Haman furious, and so he decided that he was going to punish Mordecai, but not just give him a slap on the wrist or not just make life difficult. He's going to kill him. And not just Mordecai, but his children, his family, his cousins, all the Jews. Haman was going to kill everybody. And so he made a plan. He had an edict put forward that the king affirmed. And it was to kill, on a certain day, kill all the Jews in the entire country. That's a bad guy. You're a bad guy, right? Okay? All right. So this is a very, very terrible plot. So something needs to happen. Well, this is where it starts to get real interesting. Mordecai talks to Esther, because they're Jews, and he says, Esther, you need to go to the king, and you need to stand before him, and you need to plead for our life. But Esther knows that if she goes to the king without the king's permission, the king could kill her. See, the rule was, the king, if anybody came into the king, he had to take his powerful scepter and hold it out to them. And if he didn't hold it out to them, if he was like, no, they would die. But Esther was going to be brave, so she asked Mordecai to get all his friends to fast, and Esther and her girls fast, and she went to the king. It was a very tense moment. The king looked at her, and then, yes, he put a scepter toward her, and she was saved. Woohoo! Sorry. So then Esther said to the king, can you come to a banquet? You and Haman and me come to a banquet. And the king said, that'd be awesome because the king likes food. He had a 6-month banquet. So they came to that banquet. They had a banquet. And the king says, you can ask for anything you want, Esther. Anything in the world. And Esther said, can you come to one more banquet? Yeah. So that's what it did. Okay, you guys can go back. All right. Okay, so they're having one more banquet. Meanwhile, the king's having a rough night. So throw it back out here. Maybe the king, maybe some of the food Esther cooked. We don't know exactly. You know, she's beautiful. She can't do everything like my wife. That was a throw off there. Okay. And so anyway, the king is not sleeping very well that night. And he needs something to buy the time. So he calls one of his people to come in and read his kind of like his daytimer, his journal. He wants to find out kind of what happened. And he's reading through all this stuff. And he finds out that Mordecai, he remembers that Mordecai had saved his life. And so he thought, what? Did we do anything for Mordecai? And the guy says, no, you never did anything for Mordecai. Well, the king says, we got to figure something out. And the king isn't super creative. super powerful and all that kind of stuff, but not super creative. So you need some help. That's right. You need help to plan this thing. So he says, who's around? Well, just so happened, Haman was in the around. So the king says, Haman, come here. Let's figure this out. We got to do something. What would you do for someone the king really, really likes? I'm just crazy about him. I'm super proud of. I want to exalt him higher than everybody else. And who's Haman think he's talking about? Thinks he's talking about himself, right? So Haman goes, ho, ho, ho. And he starts coming up with a plan. Let's do, how about a trip to Disneyland? Maybe we can get a new coat. Maybe they can ride on your horse. Maybe then you can have someone, you can do a parade. And then the person who's, you can get someone to run in front and say, this is what is done for the man the king likes to honor. And the king says, that's a great idea. Go and do that for Mordecai. Okay, so you go back. Now Mordecai comes forward, and Haman now, of course, he's so angry because he's trying to kill Mordecai, but now he has to do a parade and honor Mordecai. Mordecai gets the king's coat. Mordecai gets the king's horse. They go through this parade, and Haman has to go, this is the best guy in the world. This is the best guy in the world. And he's not happy. So thank you. Now, Haman is so ripped off, he goes home, but he has to go to the party. Remember the second banquet? So now Esther and the king, and they're having a second banquet. And the king says, Esther, anything you want, up to half my kingdom, I'll give it to you. And Esther says, here's what I want. I want you to save my life, and I want you to save my people. And the king says, well, of course, I love you. You're my queen. Of course I'll save your life. Who's trying to kill you? And Esther says, super awkward moment. Haman realizes that he's in trouble. And so the king, guess what? It gets furious. He ends up leaving the room for a little bit. And Haman starts begging for his life. Help me, help me, help me, help me, help me, help me. And the king comes back in and goes, what are you doing hitting on my wife? And he kills Haman. And Haman gets head kicked. So he had to die. And so he kills Haman. Now, meanwhile, okay, so Haman is dead. That's the big enemy of his life, but we still have this plot against Esther and Mordecai. And they say to the king, can you change the rules? And the king goes, hey, that wouldn't look very good on me, so no. But we'll make a new plan. Come on forward here. And the new plan is that the Jews can now defend themselves. And so that's what they do. They defend themselves, and they're saved, and Mordecai becomes second in the command, takes Haman's place, and that is the story of Esther. Let's give these guys a big round of applause! Well done. Thank you so much.